Hello, my name is Ben Tibbetts, and I am a pianist and composer. These monthly updates are designed to let friends and family know, as well as subscribers and collaborators know, what I'm up to every month. And that includes professional activities, as well as a little bit of information about my personal life. And this one is for August 2021. And maybe a little bit of September, since I'm recording this a couple days late. Sorry about that. So personally, things are good. In August, I was very busy with the last couple weeks of my day job. As some of you know, if you've been following these monthly videos, I moved to Austin, Texas in June. And I quickly took a day job when I arrived to smooth over the transition financially. And I'm very happy that I did this. I think that was a good call. It made settling in much easier, especially since I don't have very many connections to this area. And I put in a lot of hours at that day job in August. I was working at a hotel. And then at the end of August, I gave my notice at the beginning and left at the end, left the job, and also moved from living in Round Rock, a city near Austin, to Austin proper within the city limits. And I'm very happy to have done this. Not that I wasn't happy with the day job, but I'm excited to transition to more of a music-oriented lifestyle. So my current music work is spread across a couple of different areas. I'm now working at Ballet Austin, which is a ballet company over in downtown Austin, where I'm playing the piano for classes. I'm accompanying them. I'm improvising music with the teachers. To help people learn and work through dance exercises. I'm still teaching at Premier Music Academy in Round Rock, where I have, I think, 7 or 8 students, something like that. And I've begun work at Armstrong Community Music School in Austin, and I have a couple of students there. I'm looking for more students at Armstrong in particular, but I'd also welcome some more at Premier. Now that I've left the day job, I want to ramp up my music work. And over the next month or two, I'd like to double my students if I can. I think that should be possible. This is usually the busy time of year for getting private students. So those are my three employers currently. I'm also working freelance. I am writing music and creating musical audio for people. I recently finished a soundtrack for an animation last month, and I'm beginning a new one today, actually. These are projects that come and go as clients approach me. I want many more of these things. Someday it would be wonderful for this to be the majority of my work. It's the kind of work that I dreamed of doing when I was a kid. It's highly creative. It's personalized and artistic. It's fulfilling. It's related to storytelling, which is close to my heart. So I guess I would just say, if you're watching this and you are a content creator, which is to say you're somebody on YouTube, you're somebody working in audio, like a podcast, you're somebody who is working in game development, please consider approaching me. I'd like to work with you. I'd like to make music for you and help you tell your story. It's a very difficult industry to break into. I have not really broken into it fully, but I'm trying. And I, as is common when you're starting to enter a community with a skill set that's specialized like that, I feel like I have a lot to learn. And So I'm eager to learn that. I'm eager to become better at doing this work. And I'm committed to providing a professional product and service on time. So if you like my music and you want to work together, please reach out. My website is bentibbetts.net. And on that note, I updated a couple of things for subscribers this past month. I made a new track for the audio store. Spent a lot of time on that one. It's called El Baile de los Muertos, The Dance of the Dead. Very creepy dance for violin and piano and drum set. I put out some sheet music for a piece that I'll be performing later this month with the local pianist Graham Yates. It's an arrangement of Willie Nelson's song On the Road Again, and the arrangement is for piano four hands. That sheet music is now available to subscribers on my website. And also I released an album, a very short album of solo piano music called Reveries, which was originally made for a documentary filmmaker a couple of years ago. These are just kind of quiet, very short contemplative piano tracks. Can be put on in the background of something. I don't know, but I thought they were nice, that they came out well, and that they were worth including on the subscriber only content page as kind of a perk, as a thank you for becoming a subscriber. And if you're interested in subscribing, my rate is only $4 a month. You get access to these items and many more at the library that I'm building there. It's still a small library, but I'm hoping for it to grow more over time. It includes sheet music, it includes audio, and I'm working on some videos for it as well. I had this idea that maybe I could have like work logs. I have a couple posted on there. We'll see how that goes, but I'm gonna try and film myself working and talking about writing music and doing the things that I do. I thought that would be interesting. So that's what I've been up to. I also want to announce again that I have a concert later this month. I just touched on it a moment ago. The concert is a four-hands piano concert that I'll be doing with the local pianist Graham Yates on September 25th at 2 p.m. at the Premier Music Academy in Round Rock. And if you're in town, please stop by. It's a free concert. It should be very small, I'm not expecting a lot of people, but it should be a lot of fun. We're going to be playing some Gershwin, some Stravinsky, and we'll be premiering the piece that I just announced, the arrangement of the Willie Nelson song, On the Road Again. And I'm very honored and happy to be collaborating with Graham. Graham is a great pianist, great composer, and musician. And to check out Graham's work, visit his website on the North Austin Piano Studio. He teaches a number of students from his home. And I think that's just about it. That's pretty much all that's been going on with me. My hope for September is to double my students, if I can. I'd like to get as many as maybe 20 students. I'll see if I can get that many by the end of the month. Who knows? I'd like to get more freelance work and to put out more material online. I would like to produce much more content for my subscribers at the website. I love doing that. And I think someday it would be wonderful to support myself primarily through that kind of activity. I don't know if that's realistic, but that's what I'm trying to do. And yeah, just settle into this new home that I have in Austin. So as always, thank you very much for following my activities. Thanks for your interest. And yeah, be well.